Long lines of supermarkets and empty shelves appear to be on the horizon. According to top economists, Addison Wiggin of Forbes magazine and Gerald Celente of Trends Research, a food crisis is coming to America. And it all begins with America's massive debt. America has a budget deficit just from Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid alone. And with our wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, our huge handouts to Israel, and our ever-increasing welfare programs, America's massive debt can never be repaid. Oh, we can bail out wealthy Jewish bankers, but who's going to bail out America? The Jewish-owned Federal Reserve Bank can keep on pumping their fake money into the economy, but who ultimately is going to repay the Fed? Taxpayers? Uh-uh. Their homes are being foreclosed and their jobs are being sent overseas to India and China. Yes, the great dragon has awakened, and they no longer like to trade their real goods for worthless paper anymore. Indeed, China just started dumping the dollar with their trade agreement with Russia last week, with the yuan and ruble being their trading currency, no longer the dollar. Worse, with hyperinflation kicking in, creating higher costs for farming, food production, and transportation, the Zionist-owned White House will feel impelled to impose price controls, but that won't work. By artificially holding down prices while the cost of food production rises, coupled with China and India's demand for global food resources, long lines at supermarkets and empty shelves are sure to come. Only the haves, the wealthy, will have the wherewithal to scoop up the available food supplies. But the have-nots, the vanishing white middle class, and their hapless families will go hungry. As president of the Brother and the Nathaniel Foundation, we are active in exposing the root cause of our nation's demise. It seems as Zionist Jewish power ascends, the prosperity of Gentile Americans descends. If we don't bring back our manufacturing to our own shores, even though the Jewish power on Wall Street is against it, then the ever-widening gap between the haves and the have-nots will bring upon us civil unrest. And that bodes ill for the Zionists.